Emma, you're the events marketing manager. Tell me, so much work must go into such a huge event. When do you start planning it?
We start in February, actually, so Christmas is almost a 12-month event for us, and we have over 100 people that work on it, from horticulturists that work on the trees and the gardens, right round to artists who plan the displays.
And which is the most difficult part?
Oh gosh, I think it's all difficult. We want to make it so brilliant every year. We want to change the trail every year. So absolutely everything, I think, takes lots of effort.
And I've just walked past the lake and it looks exceptionally beautiful with a colourful flotilla of boats. Can you describe it?
It's absolutely breathtaking. 300 origami boats are floating on our lake really majestically, and they change colour to the music. And the music is "I Saw Three Ships Come Sailing In," which is really perfect.
And the Wonderland runs right through the worst part of the year. Is it weatherproof?
Is anything outdoor weatherproof, really? People love to come outside in Christmas and see our beautiful trees all lit up. So I think as long as people wrap up warm and put their wellies on, they'll be absolutely fine.
Do you have to replace the lights?
Not really. The lights that we use, we plan really, really well. So we do have a team that's here all the time. So if anything does go, we have to change it. Yes, but normally they're planned for the whole 33 nights.
And perhaps I should know, but what are pea lights?
Pea lights are just like the fairy lights that you have on your tree.
Oh, and the jumping laser lights, they're incredible. How do they work?
Oh, blimey, well, they're just normal lasers that we've got, the industry standard lasers, and they kind of go through the trees and they make little lines. It's almost like you're trying to rob the crown jewels as you walk through those lasers.
So I walked through something, it was as if the leaves were blowing everywhere, but it was just an illusion.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it, what you can do with lighting machines and things now.
Do you have any favourite areas?
Oh, I think my favourite is definitely the Palm House show at the end. I don't want to give anything away, but it is beautiful. You stand there and watch the lasers and the fountains and the lights, and it's just really magical.
And of course, there's mulled wine, toasted marshmallows, chestnuts, and lots of other things, aren't there?
Lots of naughty treats, yeah, definitely. But lots of healthy things too, so it's a nice mix. We've even got a vegan grill for the first time this year too. So a nice mix of naughty and nice.
Thank you very much.